Hi everyone, I'm Morgan, I'm French, and today in the podcast I Heard Korea, with one American, one Canadian and one Korean woman, we are going to talk about the beauty pressure lived in Korea by Korean and people who live in South Korea. I hope you will like it. Don't forget to subscribe, to put a comment below. It's really important to make know the podcast. This podcast have been made in partnership with iHeartKorea.com, so go on their Facebook page, Instagram, and website. And I hope you will love the podcast, so see you next. The first question that I have is, how long have you been in Korea? Do you want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi, Morian.
Okay.
I've been in Korea for 4 or 5 months. I'm doing my internship in South Korea.
Oh, me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm French, by the way.
I'm Danielle. I'm American. So I've been to, so I'm not staying here for any long extended period of time, but I've been to Korea multiple times. This is like my third time.
I'm sorry, but did you say how long in total you've been
in Korea?
Yeah.
Probably 3 years.
Okay, me. I'm Jinso, and I've been in Korea for over 20 years because I'm Korean. And yeah. More than 20 years.
Are you working? Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've been working at a company for like less than a month now.
Did you grow up in Korea?
Yeah, mostly. But I'm 25 years old. And 4 years of my life, I was in the Philippines. And 2 years, I was in France.
So the 4 years you've been in the Philippines were in high school?
Middle school and high school.
My name is Jenna. I've been in Korea almost 2 years. It's like 3 weeks shy of 2 years. I teach English here. I'm from Canada, but I'm from like northern British Columbia. So
what is beauty for you?
So from an American perspective, beauty is how you feel inside.
That's how you feel inside.
How you feel inside. That's what it's been described to me, is how you feel inside. Mm-hmm. It's like whether you're beautiful, you think you're beautiful and you're probably beautiful, whether you think you're not, then you need to quickly change that and you need to work on that. Yeah, so then that's my, that's the view that was given to me. But my Vietnamese side, so the Asian side of me, says that the beauty is described by others around me, mostly older people who goes up and become the judgment of that, rather than my own self.
And did you ever feel like some kind of pressure, like you put on yourself for some kind of beauty standard you have?
Yeah, definitely. So, for example, so growing up in the West in an Asian family, right? When I would go to school, that's what I would be taught, is that the beauty is what is how you feel, how you're supposed to feel. But the minute I come home, or there's like a family gathering, or you know, when I go back to Vietnam or any other Asian country, for example, right now we're in Korea, I definitely feel like there's a harsher judgment. Like my grandma, for example, she would meet me, and we don't meet that often anymore because I don't live with my family anymore. But when I do, when I come and visit, she's like, "Well, hey, why are you so fat? Like, what happened?" Like,
wow.
Things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you so fat? Your face, it looks quite chubby. Are you feeling okay? Yeah.
Oh.
So those would be the questions that I would be given. And like my grand, so like my aunt says the same thing. And then the worst is like my aunt is a dermatologist, so she goes and do like the deep critiques. She's like, "Oh, you know, you need to come by my facility, and and let me help you and stuff." And the thing is that it would continue, you know, it would continue on and on and on and on every time. Yeah. So then what I've taught myself is that I've taught myself to interpret it in one of a more, oh, they're saying that because they're caring, you know, they're caring in a way, rather than it being a harsh judgment. But of course, you know, the Western side of me always takes over and be like, "Oh, you know, that's fair. It's very offensive." And then, you know, what's funny is that most of the things here that are told to me are mostly told to me via Vietnamese. So it's my grandma talking to me, my aunt talking to me, my mom talking to me, right? Yeah. And then, so when I came, when first came to Korea, I didn't understand Korean. And so I got none of that. And until I started learning the language and started building like an enough foundation for me to understand people, I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. It's exactly like Vietnam." Like the internal side, and it kicked in.
I think I was kind of surprised when you guys were surprised when she said, oh, my grandma told me that I was fat. Because in Korea, it's very common to say those comments about your body. It's something that we do really every day. And I realized only in France that it's something that we don't do outside of my country. Because in Korea, like for example me, one of my relatives told me that, oh, your chest is not as big as your mom. When is it going to grow or something? He told me something like that. He told me that. And I was so humiliated. And but these kind of things happen really not very often, but still common in Korea. Yeah, in Korea, at least, we care much about what we look on the outside.
Do you have some example, precise example of beauty standards that Korean have?
Well, for a girl, if you have an oval shape of face, you're pretty, and you have a small nose, you're pretty, you have big eyes, like mostly if you have the face that is that looks like more like Western face, we consider them pretty. And
being Asian with a Western face?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Being an Asian with a Western face is mostly considered pretty. It's a lot different from the past. It's more less now. But yeah, if we have a Western-like face, we consider this girl pretty. And
does a long hair contribute to this standard of beauty? Or I don't know, it's kind of feminine image we can have.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. People say that in Korea, we say that, oh, you can make yourself pretty by making your style more girly and womanly. But we have a saying in Korea, like among the young people, that, oh, even if you try hard to change yourself, at the last, what remains is your, what is important is your face. So,
but is that why I have this cliche that Korean people do a lot of surgery, like a lot of teenager do double eyelids, those kind of things. Is that why people do a lot of surgery?
Yes. It's not only double eyelid, but we try to have a little nose, and we try to have an oval shape of face. And, you know, Sarah.
Because I feel like the new generation tend to accept them more than the old generation. I mean, not old, but our generation is still on this kind of cliche. But I feel like the new generation of youngers, they start to build a new image. I don't know if it's true.
Younger Koreans?
Yeah. Or it's maybe a little amount of people. I feel usually it's related to tattoo and piercing, who tend to care more about accept themselves than changing themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel that it's changing more and more toward the direction that you just talked about. Like there are more and more kind of movements that the world and Koreans also participate in. Like for example, I don't remember exactly the name of the movement, but you know, the movement where girls try to put less and less makeup, the one that you did.
Yeah. I saw a video about that some Korean girls partook.
Oh yeah, yeah. There are many videos and many social posts on social media where Korean girls tried to, you know, to participate in this movement.
Did your parents already told you something about your body or your mother? Or I don't know if it's only for women, like only to woman to woman or...
No, it could be, like I said, from a male to a female to make those comments of beauty. But yeah, my mom has given me lots of comments on my appearance. But she wouldn't give me only the bad ones, but she would give me like the good ones too.
And
she
about your fashion or about your body in general?
About my body, about my face, about my fashion, like everything. But like even if it's not something that is either positive or negative, she would just give me comments like as a joke, you know, like, oh, you're very chubby today. Oh, have you been eating a lot? You're getting fatter and fatter, but like in a joking way, in a funny way. And I think it's pretty much the same for other Korean girls and boys too. Mostly girls.
In France, I just remember my mom told me two times. It was not about my body. It was about my makeup, maybe, but not about my body. She never do any... It's just about the clothes by itself, not how it fit on me. Oh. When I came back from US, I got this comment from my grandfather. oh, did you take weight or did you lose weight? It's just like the care way, like the care way to say it, not the mocking or the comment like to say you have to gain weight or you have to lose weight.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is that the kind of the tone and the cultural context kind of matters, right?
Yeah, and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it is. If I said like, hey, what's wrong? Did you get a little fat?
Yeah, it's and okay. For my grandfather, okay? It's really like it's because he lived war, so it's kind of worried if you lose weight because you live in a. He lived in a period when he didn't have enough to feed himself and his family didn't have any food. So it's kind of worried about the fact that you can lose weight, but it's not about fashion or... He's even more to say to me that I'm beautiful even if I don't feel beautiful. Because for him, it's beautiful because I have enough food to eat and... My body is healthy. I mean, not... if I were too skinny, I would be worried more than if I'm overweight.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so what's funny is that the... is that, and then also when I was in China, so the most of the population of Chinese, so China is like quite diverse. It's kind of like the US. You have a lot of ethnic minorities, right? Most of the Chinese people, I would say they're like... They're lighter to like tan skin, kind of like me basically, yeah. But then on all the advertisements, it's like all these ladies have like these really white skin, right? Mm. It's like all these really pearly white skins. But when you're going around the subway, going around the cities, you don't see that. You're like, well, most people are like they look more tannish, but you know that's not what the marketing wants to show you. Not the interesting thing is that in the U.S., they would pick basically the most Asian looking features of like actors and actresses and show them like people with like really like thin eye, very tan skin, kind of look like Mulan basically. Yeah, right, the generic image, that's what the US are going after when that's their ideal standard of beauties for Asians. Ideal standards of themselves completely different. See,
so because in Korea they have lightening too.
Yeah,
like the fact to put lighter makeup to make your skin look whiter.
Mm. Oh, it's so hard to find like just a foundation powder here that doesn't have some kind of lightening agent in it, and it's like they can't see me, but I'm ridiculously pale, and it's like, no, I do not need to be any lighter. Do you have any without any whitening in it? I'm good. I'm done.
So can you tell us like what is beauty for you in personal way?
Personal way. I'll talk a little bit like personally and culturally, I guess, because I've compared it a lot to Korea in the 2 years that I've been here, especially because
How long have you been here again?
I've been here a couple weeks away from 2 years.
Okay.
So almost 2 years. Yeah, and I've changed a lot since being here, and I've had to like reevaluate beauty standards sometimes in a way that I'm not really happy about. It does bother me sometimes. Because I came to Korea much heavier, so when I first got here, I was about 25 kilograms or 50 pounds heavier than I am now. And the pressure of like Korean society to look a certain way did have an influence on me losing a lot of the weight.
So even if you're not Korean, you feel the pressure of the Korean standard beauty?
Yeah, because you do have comments made to you. To get back to the like original question though, so like my definition of beauty, I don't think there is one. It's very, very cliche, but I do think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think so many different people can be beautiful in so many different ways. I come, like I said, I'm from Canada, so it's very diverse. Society. Everyone looks different. Everyone's like a mixture of everything. There's not just one way to be beautiful. There's so many different ways, like light skin, dark skin, curvy, slim, long hair, short hair. So I still think that that is beauty to me. I don't think there's just one form of beauty. Kind of like how flowers can be beautiful, but so can Christmas lights, and they look nothing alike. But I feel in Korea, there's a very, very small box of what is considered attractive.
True.
Yeah, and...
You have criteria of... Like, we talk about that in the
kind
French.
Of like what... Like what their criteria is for attractiveness?
Yeah, because in the French version of this podcast, we talk about the 8, the weight, and this kind of thing. It was really, really precise of which weight you should have for which.
Well, if you look, if you compare like the average size in the U.S., which is a U.S. size 12, that's the average clothing size in the USA.
Is it an M or L?
That would be like a medium-ish?
Medium.
Which stands for like average.
Okay.
And then here, it's like a U.S. size 4 or 6. Anything above size 6, so an 8 and up is plus size. To put that into perspective, in Canada, plus size is like 14, 16 and up. So it's literally double.
Yeah,
So even in Canada, like I'm a size 10, 12, depending on like where I'm shopping. That is completely average, completely normal. I have no trouble finding clothes. Here, I'm considered obese. And I've had people make comments like that before as well. Like,
Korean or foreigners?
Koreans.
Okay.
Pretty much only Koreans. A lot of time they compliment my weight loss in what they think is a good way, but in my culture, it would be very insulting. So I've had people say, oh, you look so much better now, you're so much prettier now, you're so much healthier now. And what they mean by all those comments is just, you're less fat.
Yeah.
And I've even had one person tell me, who saw one of my older photos, go, oh, you were so fat then, like right to my face. It's like, yes, I know, but you know, you don't have to go and say it so bluntly.
Yeah. And you just need to go on YouTube and you saw how, like, a lot of videos about how I lose this kilogram for a Korean channel, like Korean girl channel. Like, just today I saw, like, a lot of this video and I was just like, it's not healthy the way you lose weight.
The methods that they have for losing weight here are, like, very, sometimes very dangerous. And another really dangerous thing is that you can go to a doctor here and easily get a weight loss prescription, like no questions asked.
Oh, prescription?
Like, yeah, you can, like, if you don't want to get something at, say, like Olive Young or one of the drugstores, you can go to a doctor and ask for a weight loss prescription and they'll likely give it to you, almost no questions asked.
What's the side effect?
Yeah, like I saw a video of a French YouTuber, but she do some video in English and Korean too. Marie Olala. Some French YouTuber living in Korea for 10 years, and she have been to a doctor and she get a prescription and she watched online about the medication she got, and she told, like, a lot of these drugs were not healthy at all. Like, you had some issues like liver issues and some kind of things like that using this pill. So she never take the pills. So.
That's because, like, in my personal opinion, you can contradict me on this if you think I'm wrong, but I think a lot of the time, the desire to be thin here for Koreans and maybe even the foreigners as well, outweighs their desire or need to be healthy. I feel like people here a lot of the time would take being thin and attractive over being healthy. I think that might be partially why so many, like, potentially dangerous products are so easily available.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the thinking is that in order to be healthy, I need to be skinny.
Yeah. They see like being thin as being healthy, whereas again in Canada that's not really how we see it. We look a lot more at strength, like at fitness. So you'll see a lot more women in Canada that they're slim, but they've also got more muscle and more tone to them. Whereas a lot of the women here, like, it's not their fault either. A lot of the Koreans are just naturally very slender, but I don't see a lot of muscle definition. I see them just being very, very slim.
But they don't have the same constitution as us.
But I don't think they work at building muscle either. Whereas a lot of people, a lot of the women in Canada would work on like strength training. It's as opposed to just cardio.
I mean, having this image of a weak woman, like, kind of big protecting by...
Yeah, and that's another thing, is that, like, they are supposed to be very, like, petite and feminine. Yeah, and
it goes back to the farming days, you know. Mm-hmm. It's because those rich women back in the farming days, they were, like, inside. most of the time. Yeah. That's why they're whiter skin rather than tan. And also, they were crippled most of the time. Like, China had, like, foot binding.
Oh.
Right? And they were crippled for most of the time. So that means that they were weak and just feminine, maybe submissive to the husband.
I don't personally, for myself, like that. I would much rather be fit and muscular than very, very, like, slim and feminine. Yeah. Oh, feminine. Like, in their sense of the word, yeah. I guess.
I feel like there are some Korean who are thin and other who are just normal and they try to be super skinny because of the standard and maybe the idol they saw and kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to say what you just talk about, like, in Korea, they don't try to make it healthy, but they just want to be skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in 1 year, I when I was in San Francisco, I was better than in France with my body. Like, because I saw a lot of overweight people, so I didn't feel overweight there. But when I came in Korea, at first I was just like, I'm French, I don't care about what they are talking about. But after, like, maybe 2 months, I start not healthy diet. The yeah. one in you are starving and you drink coffee all day because you are starving. You are starving.
It wears on you after a while. I've been here 2 years, and it's really hard for me to not compare my body to the Koreans, even though, like, logically, I know I am not built like the Koreans. I will never look like them. I should not strive to look like them because I will hurt myself doing so. If I try to be that thin, I will starve myself to death. My family is of German heritage, so we're a little bit thicker, yeah. heftier people, but I am very healthy. I exercise every single day. I mentioned earlier before this podcast started that I do a lot of salsa dancing. So I dance about 20 hours a week. There's no way my heart is not healthy doing that. But I still feel like I'm considered unhealthy here because I don't have that very slender figure. I'm strong and I am healthy, but I don't think they see it that way. And to me, beauty is a lot more being happy, healthy, and confident. To me, that is more beautiful.
Because I saw something on the social media. It was an image of Thai and a Thai of a guy and the Thai of a woman. And the question was why the Thai of women are bigger than the guy's one. And it was in French. And I was just like, it's normal because you need fat to procreate.
Yeah, well, women actually have a higher body fat content because of the fact that biologically they're meant to carry kids.
And
but it seems like that's like a flaw to have some fat on you when it's biologically what you're supposed to have.
But 10 minutes after, I was on Instagram and I saw this kind of Korean couple video on Instagram. The girl and the guy have the same thigh, or the girl had a smaller one. Smaller one. So I was just like, is that normal that I have a bigger one? And I was like really uncomfortable, but I already know that it's normal. But when you are around people who only care about that, and even in France, like for me, beauty is just as you say, it's everyone is beautiful. But when it's come to myself, I put more pressure on me. Like, yeah. How I should look. And even if 1 year ago, I start to unfollow all the Instagram accounts of fitness girl who show like beautiful, and I'm just like, what's the point of following this kind of girl? I will never look like that. I'm not like her. I don't eat salad. Okay, that's super skinny. Sometimes they have this natural skinny look, but I feel like I always compare to them, so I just unfollow them because they are no point of.
I think that's smart.
Like, it was just like keeping showing to my brain like I'm not like them, and people like their picture and they will never like me because I'm not like that. I don't have this kind of big butt and with a small stomach and like. And after that, I just realized that people don't care. Like, there are people who are more overweight than me and they don't care. So why do I care about that?
It's a lot harder to, like, accept yourself, like, with the whole body positivity movement. Like, for myself, I've progressed a long way from before when I was heavier. And I still can't seem to be happy with myself now, even though I've gained a lot more muscle, I've lost a lot more weight, and just generally improved my health. And I'll see women that are bigger than me, and I follow a lot of body positivity accounts on Instagram, and I applaud them so much. And I think these women who are larger than me just look absolutely gorgeous. I think they're 100% beautiful, and it's their confidence and their acceptance of themselves. And I wish that I could be as happy as them, as confident in myself, because I do support the body positivity movement. And it's kind of like what you were saying, like, why can't I accept that onto myself? I see these people who look so different, and I think they are beautiful, so why can't I believe I am beautiful?
Yeah, it's
because
you're in Korea.
It's because I'm in Korea.
Very simple.
I did have these doubts of myself back in Canada as well, but 110% they have been increased while living here.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, deep down, like, what's good for you, but then you step out of your apartment, and when you're surrounded by it day in and day out for year after year, it gets to you, even though rationally you know it shouldn't, and rationally you know you don't fit that, you will never fit that, and you even, like, shouldn't fit that.
Yeah, well, but you just want to be in the box sometimes.
You want to immerse yourself. You want to forget that you're the other, the outsider, and just want to fit in.
Yeah.
You heard the first part of the podcast, I Heard Korea. Don't forget to go on the website, iheardkorea.com. Please put a comment and tell us what can be improved. I will make my best to improve my English as well. So see you next week for the next episode.